السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام
عليكم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار نعوذ بالله من النار نعوذ بالله من النار In the yesterday khutbah we spoke about a disease but it's a hidden disease if you allow it it will spread In today's khutbah I will talk about another disease, a sickness that has already spread like a wildfire in so many generations, in so many societies, and in so many countries around the world. It destructed the world socially, culturally, educationally, religiously, legally, economically, biologically, and medically. Devastating. It caused destruction everywhere it went to. It prompted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to call it the mother of all evil. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الخمر أم الخبائث. الخمر أم الخبائث. Fermented beverage is the mother of all evils. Narrated by عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنهما. May Allah be pleased with both of them. That Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, fermented beverage is the mother of all evils. Ummul kabair. Al khamru ummul kabair is the mother of all evils. The Arabs, when they used to say ummu something, that means it has a great significance in the society. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الخمر أم الفواحش وأكبر الكبائر ومن شرب الخمر ترك الصلاة ووقع على أمه وخالته وعمته ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This is how this disease causes so much destruction. Imagine that it causes incestuous disease and offenses. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who drinks khamr, anyone who practices the drinking of the mother of all evil, he will lose his mind, or she will lose her mind. And you will leave the salah. When the time of salah comes, when I'm not sound minded, how can I pray? And even if I pray, how authentic is my prayers? وَوَقَعَ عَلَىٰ أُمِّهِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Incestuous offenses. Imagine, brothers and sisters, a man goes to bed with his own mother, aunt, from his father's side or from his mother's side. وَوَقَعَ عَلَىٰ أُمِّهِ وَخَالَتِهِ وَعَمَّتِهِ. Subhanallah. Many brothers and many sisters, especially the families who are in this business, they say, what is halal in the Quran, we will take it. But don't bring no hadith to me. Don't bring me no sunnah. I will only use what's in the Quran. If the Quran says something is halal, then I will practice it. And if the Quran says something is haram, I will abolish it. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما. الله أكبر. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, O Muhammad, they will ask you, they will ask your fatwa, they will ask your decision, they will ask you about the khamr, about the fermented beverage. قل فيهما إثم كبير. Say to them that it has a greater sin in him, drinking khamr, or practicing the use of alcohol. It is considered haram. قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. Subhanallah. Some brothers, they would say, we don't use it to drink it. It is only used for other purposes. And I wonder what kind of purposes would khamr be used for. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. If we want to be successful in this dunya, if we want to be successful in this dunya and in al-akhirah, if we want to be of those al-muflihoon, the successful ones, the righteous ones with taqwa, then we ought to stay away from it. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. When you hear Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, it's a direct call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, directly calling you and I, brothers and sisters. Therefore, we ought to listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, innamal khamr, khamr, it is the handiwork of the devil. Subhanallah. It is the handiwork of the devil. Imagine, brothers and sisters, that we, those who drink and practice alcohol, drinking is considered to be working with the shaitan. It is the handiwork of the devil. Some brothers and sisters, whom you would call liberals, those who say all religions are the same, we all worship the same God, different interpretations, but it's the same God, then I would want to say that if you do not use the Quran as an authentic musharri', as an authentic sharia that has a halal and haram in it, then listen to this, especially to our brethren who are practicing and selling and consuming and giving to others and advertising. Listen from their own book of the non-Muslims. Paul, chapter 5, verse 8. He says, don't be drunk with intoxicants, as it is immortality. So I would want to say to my brothers and sisters, that's your proof. And to my brethren from the other religions, that's your proof. The decision is yours. Take it or leave it. Some brothers would say, we don't drink. Can we only sell it? وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْعَجَائِبِ أَنَّهُ سُئِلَ أَحَدِ الْإِخْوَةِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَبِيعُونَ هَذَا الْشَرْ فَقَالُوا لَهُ لِمَ تَبِيعْ هذا الشر الذي تبيعه فقال عندما أبيع هذا الشر ألبس القفاز سبحان الله. A brother one time was asked, and he was asked, يا أخي, why do you sell this garbage? Why do you sell the handiwork of the devil? And he's a Muslim. And his answer was, you see, I sell other commodities. But when the time for me comes that I would sell an alcohol beverage in a can or in a bottle, I would wear a glove. And therefore, I would not have touched it. Subhanallah. يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لعن في الخمر عشرة عاصرها ومعتصرها وشاربها وحاملها والمحمولة إليه وساقيها وبائعها 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 وآكل ثمنها والمشترى له ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وعلى ذلك فقس. رواه ابن ماجة والترمذي أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال 10 are cursed in alcohol. When it comes to alcohol, it has 10 categories. All 10 of them are cursed. Who extracts it? The one whom it has been extracted to. The one who drinks it. And the one who carries it. And the one whom it's been carried to. And the one whom offers it. Those who have it in their cellars. Those who have it in their refrigerators, in the bottom drawers. So that when they would have a non-Muslim friend come to their homes, they would offer it to them out of an etiquette or showing respect or showing class. And usually they brag by saying, this is 1950 or this is 1800. Subhanallah. who offers it, who sells it, and the one who sells it, and the one who has it in their stores, and the one who has it, and they sell it on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses them. And the one who earns money from it, and the one who buys it, even buying it for somebody else, and the one whom it's being bought for. If I buy it, I will fall in that category. And if I take it to the one who pays for it, I fall in the same category. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Many brothers would say, I don't drink it. I've never touched alcohol in my life. And my inside is pure. But can I sell it? And then they say, if you say it is haram to sell it, can I use it for medical reasons? عن طلال ابن سويد الجفي أنه سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخمر فنهاه عنها فقال إنما أضعها للداء يا نبي يا رسول الله فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم يا طارق إنه ليس بدواء ولكنه داء رواه مسلم وأحمد وأبو داود والترمذي authenticated by Muslim and Ahmed and Abu Dawood and at-Tirmidhi, narrated by Antariq, that he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, this is the Medina. No one sells fermented beverage. No one sells alcohol. Ya Rasulullah, can I use it to cure a sickness that I have? Can I use it to calm me at night? Some brothers, they would say, I only use one shot to calm me down. I have a disease that causes me pain. Can I drink a little bit of it to take the pain away? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered and he said, this is not a cure. Al-khamr is not a cure. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is a sickness. Imagine, brothers and sisters, you are sick and you would go to the doctor and he would prescribe for one of us sewage water. Would that be a cure? Would that be used as the means to cure me? As brothers would come and say, Ya akhi, I use the means. Even if it is alcohol, I'm using the means to cure myself. How could it be? How could it be? إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. How could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept for us an impure means to cure ourselves? وعن أبي الدرداء أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله أنزل الداء والدواء فجعل لكل داء دواء فتداووا ولا تتداووا بحرام رواه أبو داود authenticated by أبو داود narrated by أبي الدرداء أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله أنزل الداء الله سبحانه وتعالى brought down sickness. But also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for every sickness a cure. Alcohol is not one of them. Alcohol is not one of them. Fermented beverage is not a means of cure. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, when Allah سبحانه وتعالى and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in his sunnah, when they say something is haram or something is halal, But in particular, when Islam makes something is haram, why do we many times picker about it? Many times we try to find out the reasons. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make pork haram for us? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this haram and that haram? Why is the religion of Islam so tight? Why is the ulama of Islam always make everything haram? Everything haram. Why? تلك حجة باطلة وواهية. That is not a major stick. There are many reasons why certain things were made haram in Islam. And subhanAllah, you can count them on the first hand and probably half of the second hand. That's how many. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything else halal. Isn't it amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made certain items as haram? Yet He made uncountable numbers of things halal for us. But then again, many brothers would want to picker on one or two things. So what are the effects of haram in our lives? عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. And listen to this hadith, brothers and sisters. And this is not in the concern of only fermented beverage. It is given that alcohol is haram. It is given that consuming drugs or using drugs is considered haram. But even other aspects of haram, hidden acts of haram, though that we think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not see us, but Allah sees. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء يقول يا ربي يا ربي ومطعمه من حرام ومشربه من حرام وملبسه من حرام وغذي بحرام فأنى يستجاب له. Rawa Muslim, authenticated by Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a man who is disheveled does not have time to even comb his own hair or to perfect his garment. It is always dirty. He is in his truck or in his car, running to different counties, running to different other stores, trying to find the best deal so he could bring tobacco, so he could bring alcoholic beverage to sell it in his store. He doesn't have time for his family. He's up 6 o'clock in the morning and he's back 10 p.m. and he has no time for himself. He has no time for his family. He has no time to even comb his hair. Then when the time of salah that comes, he raises his hand. And he says, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his dua? He fed himself from haram. And whatever he drinks that he bought with haram is haram. And whatever he wears is haram. And whatever he puts in his family inside is haram. And whatever he brings and puts in his cooler is haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his dua? Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the dua of a man who worked hard in spreading haram? Brothers and sisters, and the families who are involved in this, I wonder what kind of an effect we are giving and a picture that we are painting to the non-Muslims in the land that needs Islam more than it needs air or water or food. Imagine, who's coming to those stores? It is men and women who are alcoholics, the prodigal ones, many of those who waste their time by coming from work, stopping at your store, picking up the so-called six pack, going home and watching TV and drinking. Have we known how many crimes have we helped? Child abuse, wife abuse, even husband abuse. So many families have been destroyed. So many families have been destroyed. So many families have been destroyed. And wallahi, I'm a prime example. A brother came to the office. I almost wanted to call 911. He did not have control on himself. Wallahi, brother, he was shivering. And when I sat him on the chair, you can smell the alcohol breath from his mouth. And the only thing that he kept repeating over and over again, I destroyed my family. I destroyed my family. I lost my wife. I lost my child. And after investigation, and 2 days later, his wife came to finalize some divorce papers. She said, when I married him, he was the best man that I have ever seen. She said, I loved him and I still love him. But I no longer can live with him. And I asked why. She said, I'm not afraid on myself. Physically, even mentally. I'm afraid that when my child grows and sees this example in his father, that he will also turn to be like him. Subhanallah. This is one example. Imagine, O Muslims, who chose to be in this kind of business. Though that many families might not be Muslims, who came to buy from you. But I wonder, how many thought that even Muslims have alcohol legal in their religion. This is the sickness. What is the cure? First of all, التوبة والاستغفار والإقلاع عن المعصية. Brothers, إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيب. Even your temporary wealth and your sadaqat, if it is coming from selling this disease to others, know that your sadaqah is not accepted. And your zakah is not accepted if you do take out some. Al-ibta'ad an al-zakah is su. To the brothers who drink, to the brothers who socialize with those who drink, be careful. Especially many of my young brothers, Muslim young brothers who choose many times to waste their night in certain clubs and places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not love to see you in them. Al-du'a al-sadiq lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one of us is plagued with this, raise your hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free you from such sickness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah sees sincerity in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure you from this. To the brothers or the families who are deeply involved in selling this, one would say, this is my livelihood. My family eat from this. What do you want? You want me to destroy my family, destroy my wealth, and put myself in jeopardy? Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. If truly you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave this business. If truly there is taqwa in the heart, leave it tonight, shut the doors and walk away from it. And remember this. Remember this. That in this state alone, there are 52 locations that you can go to, almost 52 counties that you can go to, they are dry counties. Take your business there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in $1 that you earn, as if you have earned $1 billion. Go! You don't have to be in the city of Houston, or in the areas that are considered to be wet. Go to a dry county, and establish your business there, even if you have to sell only candy, or whatever other commodities that are halal, go and shut down your business. Do not continue selling this garbage. Wallahi, for it is garbage. Whether you sell it only to the non-Muslims, or you sell it to the Muslims, know that we are causing harm. Brothers and sisters, those who say, look, no Muslim comes to my store, let it be known. Imagine 50 years from today that we wake up Sunday morning and as you pick up that paper, whether it's the Chicago Tribune, Boston Globe, Houston Chronicles, New York Times, whatever paper it is, and you read this, Congress just passed a bill declaring the consumption of alcohol a felony punishable by up to 120 days in jail. Although critics said the new law wouldn't work any more than prohibition did in the 1920s, supporters of the measure felt confident that it would hold, given the large support from the Muslim American community. Even now, many Islamic organizations are setting up alcohol treatment centers and prevention programs designed to help people kick the dangerous habit. The president, a staunch supporter of moral values, a Muslim president, inshallah, a staunch supporter of moral values, is expected to sign the new bill into law when it reaches his desk. Does that sound like a fiction? Wallahi, brothers, if that's the case, perhaps it is for us some quote-unquote immigrant Muslims to pack up and leave this country. We have a vested interest in this country. We hold the light in our hearts, and it is very dim out there. It is time that we shine some light on that darkness in any way that we can. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا، ويقينا صادقا، وقلبا خاشعا، ولسانا ذاكرا، وشفاء من كل داء وبلاء. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تصلح قلوب إخواننا. اللهم اصلح قلوب إخواننا. اللهم اصلح قلوب إخواننا هؤلاء الذين امتحنوا بهذا. اللهم اصلح قلوبهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اخرجهم من هذا المأزق. اللهم نور قلوبهم. اللهم نور قلوبهم. اللهم نور قلوبهم. هذا وما كان من توفيق فمن الله، وما كان من خطأ أو زلل أو نسيان فمني ومن الشيطان، والله ورسوله منه براء. وأقم الصلاة.